DCCC adds worried House Democrats to list of vulnerable members. By Jacob Bliss on June 14, 2022. The Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, the House Democrats' main campaign arm, announced on Tuesday they are adding four more vulnerable members at risk of being beat by a Republican in November to a list of members to protect. The DCCC is adding to its list of vulnerable incumbent members following the change in the political landscape from redistricting, as Roll Call noted. The four members are Representative David Tran, DMD, who recently picked up a fierce Republican challenger who's been hammering him in the media, Representative Ann McClain Custer, DNH, Representative Teresa Ledger Fernandez, DNM, and Representative Frank J. Mervin, DN. These Democrats being added to the list of vulnerable members highlights how much the political landscape has changed since 2020. The districts were deep bleep in 2020, however. After redistricting, the districts have a much smaller winning margin for the president. Biden would only be winning in Tran's district by 9.8%, 8.9% in Custer's district, 10.7% in Fernandez's district, and 8.4% in Mervin's district. DCCC Chairman Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, who is now also a vulnerable member himself, claimed that he is fighting the disastrous agenda of the extremist MAGA Republicans. Democrats have a deep bench of talented, committed, and fired-up public servants who have a record of service and accomplishment that voters across the country deserve fighting for their families in Washington, Maloney said. Extremist MAGA Republicans' disastrous agenda for America is on the ballot this November and voters are going to reject it. In response to the DCCC, the House Republicans' campaign arm, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, also released a statement. Republicans and Democrats agree, no Democrat is safe in this environment, said spokesman Mike Berg. Devin Bilski, the campaign manager for Matthew Foley, one of Tran's Republican challengers, told Breitbart News, Matthew Foley put this race on the map, and now do nothing Democrats like David Tran are scared. They should be. Marylanders are tired of Tran's failed policies, failed leadership, and the fact that he doesn't even show up to work. The Democrats looking to keep their slimming majority added 11 candidates to the DCCC's Red to Blue program, which highlights races where Democrats are challenging Republican members but now also includes candidates running in open seats, according to Roll Call. The 11 new candidates are Jevin Hodge in Arizona's 1st Congressional District, Florida State Senator Annette Taddeo in Florida's 27th Congressional District, Don Davis in North Carolina's 1st Congressional District, Wiley Nickel in North Carolina's 13th Congressional District, North Carolina State Senator Jeff Jackson in North Carolina's 14th Congressional District, Bridget Fleming in New York's 1st Congressional District, Frances Connell in New York's 22nd Congressional District, Oregon Labor Commissioner Val Hoyle in Oregon's 4th Congressional District, Jamie McLeod Skinner in Oregon's 5th Congressional District, Andrea Salinas in Oregon's 6th Congressional District, Chris DeLuzio in Pennsylvania's 17th Congressional District. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.